You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I hope your drive to work is good. What's up, Earl?
What's going on, Gilbert? Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, man, beautiful weather outside right now.
Man, it sure was, man. I was cutting grass all day yesterday. All day.
Well, you know, it takes you all day to cut, you know, your grass. It takes me about 20 minutes to cut mine. What's going on, man? What's the difference?
What are you talking about, man? You know? It take you 20 minutes because you just zip through it and don't even care what it looks like.
Well, it's because I don't have acres to cut.
Hey, at least you got something to cut, right? And it's yawns.
Hey, man, you know, man, before we get started, man, congratulations to a couple of buddies of yours and mine. George Kuntz.
Dr. George Kuntze. We call him Kuntze.
Horicon Bank names Dr. George Kuntz as director. Horicon Bank announced the appointment of Dr. George Kuntz to its board of directors. Kuntz serves as senior vice president of the university relations for Marion College in Fond du Lac. After earning his doctorate from Marquette University, Kuntz was instrumental in creating Marion University first in interdisciplinary studies degree for disadvantaged students. He also served as a board member of several prominent organizations, including the Green Bay Packers, the Nature Conservatory, and Ascension Healthcare. You know, Gilbert, is it safe to say that when you played, Dr. Kuntz might have been one of the smartest of all the players during your time?
I wouldn't. No.
No, okay. No, we ain't going to go there.
The smartest. Yeah. I wouldn't say the smartest.
Yeah, but he was up there.
He was in the top five.
Yeah, he's a brilliant guy.
Brilliant on the field and brilliant off. Just a impeccable human being.
Yeah, I mean, no question, man. You know, he is, and his feet are still firmly planted on the ground.
Yes.
No ego, right?
I tell you, him and Leroy Butler are two of the funniest human beings you ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Ever. And when them boys go against each other, oh my God, if your side is not busted open, something wrong with you.
And we also have to thank Leroy Butler.
Leroy, he's Frenchy.
He's Frenchy?
He's Frenchy. That's yeah. French. Leroy.
Hey,
Leroy.
When he's in Wisconsin. Otherwise, when
yeah,
he's
when
in
he
Florida,
back, when
he's
back,
Leroy.
Yeah. Leroy. They lean on the Leroy.
Yeah. Well, he's been elevated, man, to the board of directors of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, he's on the board now, man. We got the shareholders elected him on the board, so I'm excited for him as well. Them two brothers, man, like I say, they are doing things that I wish I could do. You know what I'm saying? And they both deserve it. And we got to get old George Kuntz in that Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame, though. You know, Leroy on Hall of Fame on both NFL and Green Bay Packers. We need to get George in the Hall of Fame.
You know,
along with my man Sterling Sharp.
You know, but the thing that I know about Leroy is, man, there's just no better guy around, right? I mean, he's just as natural a guy, man. No, nobody will say anything negative about him, will they?
No, because he carries himself.
Just like an average guy, man.
Yeah, he will stop, and I have seen him. Sometimes he takes the time. This is what's, unique about Leroy. He'll get a stack of his football cards. He will take the time to sign every one and put them in his pocket. And while he's walking around or he sees some kid or some kid birthday or whatever, he gives it to the kid. I mean, that shows me what I need to do. Lead by example, not by running off at the mouth.
Well, that's what he did. Well, that's easy to do, man. Next time you come here, do what he did. He brought a bunch of goodies. He brought a bunch of signed, you know, photos of himself. He brought a signed bobblehead. You know, I think he brought a season's ticket to or maybe that's going to look.
Earl, all that stuff costs money. All that stuff costs money. And until I get that gold jacket, all you going to get is a handshake.
Hey, man. All right, man. Let's get at it. So Gilbert, I wanted to talk about, you know, Jordan Love, man. And if things are just starting to sound like when several weeks ago, President Mike Murphy had this to say about Jordan Love. Where is it at? I got it somewhere. And he basically said that Jordan Love has 5 days to be able to half the season, the middle of the season, to be able to show his whether or not he is going to be the man. Half the season, by that period of time, I guess there's a growth that they're expecting to see from him that will let them know whether or not he is their quarterback of the future. Is that fair?
I'm going to tell you this, man. I like Mike Murphy. Mark Murphy. I do.
Yeah, he's getting ready to retire.
That's not his lane. That is not his lane. That is something for the pretty boy, LaFleur. That's his name, LaFleur, to say. But here's the thing, man. When Brett Favre took over the helm, they didn't say that about him. When Aaron Rodgers took over the helm, they didn't say that about him. You got to see, man, they're stacking up things to put it all on him. I mean, Jordan Love, he fighting against the team and he fighting against the fans when we all should just let this kid play football. Lay as it lay. You know what I'm saying? The team is on his back about you got half a season. We went out and drafted a quarterback. We went out and got the best quarterback in the USFL behind you. That's putting pressure on him. I mean, it's how he's going to handle it. But then you got the fans. You ain't going to be as good as Aaron Rodgers. We don't know what's going on with you. You was unproven. That kid is in the middle of all this stuff, and he going to need
some. Well, so let me ask you this, because some people will say, and rightly so, hey, this is his fourth year.
Same with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers took 4 or 5 behind Brett Favre.
Okay.
What is that going to do?
Well, Gilbert, I guess what they're saying is there are a lot of young quarterbacks who got drafted out of college and they threw them right to the wolves.
A lot of them didn't have Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback. You see what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers is our starting quarterback for 4 years. He ain't beating Aaron Rodgers out. All these other clowns got dudes from out of the stands playing their starting quarterback before they took over.
So all offseason, the Green Bay Packers preached patience with new starting quarterback Jordan Love. That was the mantra with everyone from general manager Brian Gutekunst to coach Matt LaFleur and even some players. Patience now has a timeline, at least for now, at least for how long it might take to find out whether Love can extend the Packers' 30-year run of MVP-level quarterback play from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't think they should be expecting him to extend that. I'm comparing a little bit to Aaron's first year as a starter? Yay. I'd say at least half a season to know, Packers president Mike Murphy said Monday. And I think even though we ended up with a losing record that year, but we saw enough of Aaron to know that we had something special. While the Packers were 6-10 in Rodgers' first season as a starter in 2008, halfway through the season, the team had seen enough for him to warrant a contract extension. Rodgers threw for more than 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns that season. Love already had his rookie contract extended this offseason. So I get it, Gilbert. Everybody knows the Packers. And I was looking at their starting offense, and 60% of their starting offense is going to be new. So how can you, you know, you can't expect them to do much of anything.
Yeah, because you got to also remember the greatest quarterback that we had last year even struggled with this unit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, this receiver core, he struggled with them. And it wasn't because of, you know, so half the time it wasn't because of him. It was because they wasn't in the positions right. where they need to be. So you got to remember all this when you're putting all this pressure on this young cat. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got now we gotta hope that Jordan Love has a head on their shoulders where he's gonna be able, he's gonna be able to catch the world.
Hey, Gilbert, not only is he getting pressure, from ownership, from the coaches, he's gonna get pressure from the fans. And he's and he was gonna get that anyway, mm-hmm. because and I don't care what he does or how far he goes, they loved Aaron Rodgers all those years. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He can never be that.
No, he's not Aaron. He's a totally different quarterback. But you got to remember Aaron Rodgers day one, and we definitely gonna remember Jordan Love day one.
Listen, got to go to a break. CJ, I see you. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up a later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the
air. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Diggers in full effect. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Hey, good morning, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. And it makes me nervous when you, the only Grave Digger I'd like to meet and that's Gilbert Brown.
I like that one. I like that one.
Well, I really enjoy you guys, your talks. I can't wait to see this kid play. I am so excited for this kid. I hope the Packers fans give him some time. Just remember, Aaron Rodgers sat back and watched Brett Favre, and he learned a lot. And a lot of the way he played, and this kid is going to be talented. He's going to be fast, and he's got a rifle. So I can't wait for it.
Yeah, let me say this to you, man. He does have a rifle. But, you know, it's, you know, when you follow Aaron Rodgers, one of the best arms in the history of football, you know, and you got to try to compare his rifle to Aaron Rodgers' rifle, a whole different kind of thing. But here's what I will say to you is, you know, people aren't going to be patient. They want to win. And the Packers have a history of winning. And so they expect to win. And that's where I think, you know, Gilbert, I think that's where we're going to wind up having these issues.
Yeah, I believe so, Earl. I mean, you know, we gotta give the love train a chance, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't derail the train before it get out the station. God damn, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
So let's say they start off, you know, 1-4. Not say I don't know what the schedule is like, but 1-4. You think people are gonna have patience? They're gonna be calling for his head, man.
I mean, you got some fans that understand, and you got some fans that don't. You got some fans that know the game. You got some fans that don't. You know what I'm saying? But if we start out, you know, knowing coming into this season that we're going to struggle, we got to understand that. We're not used to struggling. You know what I'm saying? Ever since 92, 93, when Brett and Reggie came in, that started something that lived
unmatched in football.
Yeah. Now it's our turn to understand what the real world looks like. You see what I'm saying? We've been in la-la lane. You know, now it's time for us to see what the real world looks like. And that looks like we are starting over with a new quarterback.
Gilbert.
A whole new team.
Gilbert,
But they don't call it a rebuild.
I know, but Gilbert, you trying to tell the Lambeau Field, the Green Bay Packer mystique.
Packer Nation.
Packer Nation that hasn't had to see that struggle. They forgot Scott Hunter now.
They forgot the 30 years before.
Hey, you said 30 years before.
It was 30 years before that we busted great.
Man, it was a long time.
Yeah, that's why when 96 came, 95 came around, and we went up there and beat Frisco in the head, and everybody started watching us, and 96 came around, we won the Super Bowl. That started something. It started a whole new Green Bay Packer mystique.
So, Gilbert, people watch Green Bay even during that 30 years because I watched them.
Oh yeah. We got a fan base that ain't unmatched.
And they got used to the Scott Hunter quarterbacks and that kind of stuff. And then once you guys turned all that around, they got used to
Brett Favre.
But football.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but football, I mean, Dallas Cowboys used to be like the Packers. Where, you know, they had that great run in the 60s. And then it was a lot of years in between. But that's football, right?
Then the 90s came with Troy Aikman and them, and they looking for it again.
Right.
Just like Frisco, just like San Francisco. They was on top. Now they looking for it again.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. You can't, and if you're fortunate enough to be able to hang around and get and be looked at like that for 30 years, man, that's the minority. That's not the majority of football teams, right?
Right, because look at the emergence of the Detroit Lions. They ain't won none since 55, somewhere
know,
in there.
Man. I know, man.
They've been the bottom of the barrel, licking the bottom of the barrel forever.
Yeah.
Now that lion is peeking his head out that barrel looking for something to eat.
But you know, Gilbert, and that all has to do with the people in charge, because when you finish low every year like the Lions have, they've had a lot of first round draft choices. They just didn't have they weren't picking the right players.
Yeah, you can't pick one and think it's gonna do it. You gotta pick 11 to win.
Yeah, but if you get the first round picks year after year after year after year, and the Lions have been getting that for all these years.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been laughing and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke.
All right, welcome back. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, and Gilbert Calvin is hooking you up.
Calvin is that Monday morning DJ, boy. You don't need no coffee. You don't need no coffee when Calvin on the wheels of steel.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 as we get closer to the football season. And I want to make this announcement. Radio station WRJN, Civic Media Radio Station in Racine, 99.9 FM, and Kenosha, 98.1 FM, where you'll be able to hear the Green Bay Packers, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Brewers. Man, we're doing pretty good.
Moving up in the world, ain't we?
Absolutely, man. Let's do this. Let's go to the Northwoods and Terry. Hey, good morning to you, Terry. How you doing? You say what?
I say good morning, fellas. Gilbert, Earl.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
I don't. Thanks, Gil. I don't agree with this 8-game or 9-game deal with Jordan Love either. That's putting, like you say, guys, extra pressure on him. He doesn't need that. I mean, you laid it all out, Gilbert. He's got enough to deal with anyway without getting a rug pulled out from underneath him 8 games or 9 games into the damn season.
Oh, my God.
And I got another point here. Go ahead, Gilbert. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. I'm agreeing with you, brother.
Yep. And then last week's show, guys, quickly, I agree with you paying college athletes, Gilbert. Okay, got that out of the way. Third point is, here's some more obscure quarterbacks. Jim Delgazzo, John Adel, Rich Campbell, Scott Hunter.
repeat that again.
Obscure quarterbacks Packers had over the years. Jim Delgazzo, 1972. Oh, that was Scott Hunter's year, too, 72. Rich Campbell, 81. When he got there, John Adel was 74, I believe. They made that trade with the Rams to get John Adel.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they had some guys, man, average guys at quarterback before they wound up with the two Pro Bowl quarterbacks. Thank you very much for the call, man. Appreciate it. Gilbert, you say what, man?
Man, I mean, I love me some John Hale now. He just passed away here not too long ago. He's KU standout.
Yeah, well, San Diego is where he, you know.
Yeah. But, I mean, let's look at that. You got Bart Starr. And it's a shame that you got Bart Starr. Nobody says nothing till you get to Brett Favre. Hey, how many years is that?
Yeah, that's good. Man, that's a lot of years, man.
But listen, you got Brett Favre that took over in 92, I believe, until 2022. We had two of the best quarterbacks. How many years is that? You see what I'm saying? So now all that pressure is dropped in Jordan Love's lap.
You know, Gilbert, when they say that he's got these eight games, I'm looking at the schedule. And, you know, Chicago Bears, New England Patriots, Cincinnati Bengals, Seahawks, Chicago Bears again, Atlanta Falcons. I mean, I'm not saying they can't. New Orleans Saints, Detroit Lions. I mean, you know, those are some pretty tough defensive teams, right?
Yeah, them teams are not slouches. Them teams are not slouches.
And they got points to prove.
Yeah, did you say Joe Burrow's and company in that,
yeah,
in that
man.
Group?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got, I mean, it's going to be, you know, they like to say the matchup of the quarterbacks, Joe Burrow versus Jordan Love. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but come on, man. You know, I mean, and that can't be the way it is. Cincinnati.
Justin Fields versus Jordan Love.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's gonna be a good matchup, man.
Yeah, well, you know, the difference is the Heat's been on Justin.
What's his name? Justin
Fields.
Smith? Justin Fields, I'm sorry. He's Chicago.
Yeah, it's only been a couple of years. He only been in the league a couple years.
But the Heat's been on him to perform. But that's Chicago though. That Heat would come to Green Bay. And they would kick Jordan Love off the love track.
So let's go here, Gilbert, because we talked a little bit about running backs, and the fact that running backs, you know, it's kind of like they're the stepchild, and I remember when running backs were the cream of the crop in the NFL, and everybody had to have a star running back, and they paid the star running back. Because the game was different. But today, I'm looking at Jonathan Taylor of Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, he's making $4.3 million ending his rookie contract. Jonathan Taylor, if you haven't seen him, he's a battering ram. He's fast. He's big and strong. Former Badger running back, big and strong. You know, just a hell of a running back. And he's saying, "Hey, wait a minute, man. You know, I'm kind of leading the league and all of these things. I'm making $4.6 million in year four, man. Can I get paid some more money?" And the coach and the owner, Irsay, who's been there forever, said, "Wait a minute, man. You already got a contract. You know, Gilbert. So when you sign a contract early on." And you see, I mean, he's carried the ball 1,700 carries. So, but Gilbert, and you see, you know, what's happening with these guys. And you say, "Oh, he's better than what we thought he was." And you're the owner, and you're saying, "I don't want to lose Gilbert. We need him. He's a big part of our team, but he ain't got, we can't give him no more money." We're talking about team ball, Gilbert. We're talking about I'm selling my soul for the team. And then you turn around and kick me in the teeth and say, "Well, you know, you got a contract."
I love to compare football to the real world sometimes. You know, like I told you before, lady come up to me and ask me why you ain't got your Packer shirt on. And I usually say, if you worked at Burger King, would you walk around and go Burger King work every day? You know what I'm saying? So then you turn it like this. You would say, as an employee, we keep putting all this work on you. We keep giving you these extra jobs. We keep giving you all this stuff. And you realize that. And you're like, "Hey, man, y'all giving me all this work for the same pay when I'm performing above and beyond the next man.
Right.
I need to be paid what I'm worth. I'm putting my body." He's been reading the Clippers just like the ownership has been reading the Clippers. The expectancy for an NFL running back is not for long. Not for long. You see what I'm saying? So he got to get his payment while he can. And everybody else is going to try to hold you down because we don't want to lose them, or we don't want to give you all this money because we're going to turn around and get another guy. Man, you got to give people what they're worth, man. Period.
Well, here's another guy. Jerry Jones comments Whoa. About Zach Martin. Zach Martin is a starting offensive tackle. All pro.
We are expendable. Before you say anything, linemen are expendable. But go ahead.
Not good left tackles, Gilbert.
Linemen are expendable. Go ahead.
Linemen.
What about the fly out your mouth? What I'm trying to say. Go ahead.
Left tackles are the second highest paid athlete in NFL football.
Uh-huh.
Offensive tackles. So, Cowboys' stance on Martin, not about precedent. Martin is a starting left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. He didn't allow one sack all last year. He played in all the games. He's played now for 5 years, Gilbert. He was a first round pick. So he's been in the league 6 years, and four of those years he's been all pro. And and so he's making $14 million a year. And he said, hey, wait a minute. I got two more years. I want an extension. You know what Jerry Jones told him?
What's that?
He basically said, I don't give a rip about you being all pro 5 years. We got a contract. And you've been well, we're fine with all of that. But all this stuff you talking about, hey, your name is on a contract.
Lip service.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he holding out, and Jerry Jones said, well, it's costing you, it's already cost you $250,000 in fines. You stay out there, even when you come back, you still gonna pay them fines. That's all pro cat, man. He ain't allowed no sacks. And Jerry Jones made it clear, it's not about precedent, it's about facts, Jones said. We need the money to pay Micah Parsons. We need the money to pay the players that we got to pay in the future. It's a fact. It's not even a philosophy. It's just the fact. Those dollars are there, and we have this at this level. And if you redid all the contracts, then you never could put a roster together. In other words, I don't care how good you are, man. We know how good you are, but we can't help you.
They need the money to pay for that big TV. They need the money to pay for that big TV they got in the joint.
I know, man.
But look, man. It's like this, though, Earl. I mean, everybody can't do that because they ain't got no weight. This cat got weight.
Who, Joe? You're talking about this offensive lineman.
Yeah, he got weight, dog. You see what I'm saying? If he ain't gave, and you understand who he was going against. All last year, he ain't give up a sack?
No, he didn't give up a sack.
If I was Dak Prescott, I would go walk up on that fool's
door and give him some of your money.
And say, man, hey, take some money out of my check.
Yep.
Because he ain't keeping me alive out there. While you sitting over there rubbing and smoozing with the people in the thing, this dude's keeping my backside alive. Go, and that's the thing. Go fight for your boys, man. Go fight for your boys, Dak.
Yeah, because he just got his.
You got yours. Go fight for your boys. Or say, hey, man, you know what? Dip into mine a little bit because this cat right here.
So, Gilbert, let me ask you. So, will that offensive lineman not ever see it or feel that way again, the way he's felt over these last 5 years? I mean, he's a pro. He's going to go out there and play just as hard. But he's never going to forget what Jerry Jones said to him, is he?
No, he's not, man. Because see, Jerry Jones don't realize that a player really takes what the owner says because the owner is the buck stop.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And he's going to listen to that. And if he ever gets free and Jerry Jones comes and calls him, but another team's going to say, man, we'll give you a dollar more because we know you're going to get out of there.
Right.
I holler. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what Jerry Jones is saying, Gilbert, is we're fine. Thank you for everything you've done, but we haven't won a Super Bowl. This is what he said to him. And with all that's going on, even with you doing all this, we haven't won a Super Bowl. Is that the right thing? I mean, how does that player take that?
It
gotta hurt, you know, Gilbert.
Yeah, you know how they say it's the locker room talk that they put on the board. Or, right. You know, we're gonna give you some cream puffs. We're gonna do this, that, and the other. Come on, man. Come on.
Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so back on up,
cause you know we're about to rip.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby.
Hey.
Too low-ed up, so get over crazy.
Hey, man, where can we find that
plays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to.
You know that one look like.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As all Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Gilbert, man, you can smell it in the air.
Mm.
It's just around the corner. It's just around the corner, man.
It's getting there.
You know,
it's
man.
Summertime.
Huh?
Summertime about to be over.
Yeah, you know.
All in the air.
You kind of hate to trade off. You kind of hate to trade off the summer for football. But if you have to let it go.
You got to let it go for something.
Yeah. Man, got to let it go.
Let it go for something.
You know, man.
Hey, Earl. What? Earl. Let's talk about this fight, man. You keep avoiding it, man. I've been waiting on you to talk about this fight,
it wasn't a fight, man. It was a bludgeoning. It was one guy beating up another guy. And
Bud came to work, didn't it?
Man. You know, it was, man, that was one of the most hyped fights.
Oh my God. The century fight.
Yeah. Well, more than century. And and so, you know, as a fight fan, as an avid fight fan, and I have been all of my life, I was all excited and hyped up about this fight, man. You know, and the difference is in the old times, they used to have the undercards were good, Gilbert. They had great fights all the way through.
Yeah.
But this time around, you know, you only got one. You sit around, wait for one. At least they didn't wait till midnight before they started showing it.
I was hoping to see a Thomas Hitman Hearns
Sugar
versus
Ray.
Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
No, that one with Hitman, Hearns, and Hagler, unmatched.
Well, that's where they played
the
it
boys
up.
Boys went at it.
Let me ask you something, man. Did you ever do pro wrestling? Did you ever think about getting into pro wrestling?
Everybody think they can do something until they do it. Yeah.
Did you ever try it?
I did a couple of wrestling matches. I did one in Milwaukee with remember Steve McMichael, Mungo McMichael?
Yeah, who's
part of the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead. You was what you was
Yeah, about who's on his deathbed?
Fighting the ALS.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
oh my God. I keep praying for him every day.
Yeah.
Good man.
But you did try it.
Yeah, me and him did something in one of them stadiums in Milwaukee, man. It was all right till we got to the back and I asked, man, where the ice bucket at? What an ice bucket.
Hey, Gilbert, is that stuff, is it that rough?
Man, people don't realize how long, like in boxing, people don't realize how long 3 minutes is.
I know. And it's just,
when a dude tapping you on your face.
Hey, Gilbert, and you can't call timeout.
No, wait, bro. That hit, no.
But so those wrestlers are great athletes.
Oh, my God, man. Don't get it twisted. If they say it's scripted or not, going for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. Them cats gotta be in shape, man. And I, you know, I mean, I hung out with Ric Flair before. And he'll tell you, man, you gotta work out at least once a day. You got to.
Yeah,
well, because of the pounding, the roll, and all that stuff, it catches up with you.
But them cats can take steroids, and you know, pro athletes can't.
All right, now they're gonna come in and DDT you on that radio saying, "Hey, I ain't talking about them boys like that."
Well, Gilbert, you see, they 300 pounds, 325 pounds, not an ounce of fat on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So yeah, man, that's, you know.
I mean, people do that. I mean, I don't condone it, you know, performance enhancing drugs and all that other stuff, man, to get ahead, you know, until you get caught, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you, man. They make a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, all of them make a lot of money. So, I mean, that money fuels things in your head that you don't need to do.
But when you're talking about, well, we know what wrestling is, man, okay? I mean, you know, when I was a young boy, they had the Crusher. They had Dick the Bruiser, you know.
Hobo Brazil.
Bill Snyder. Well, I mean, I forgot his name. But, yeah, Bobo Brazil. Come on. Hey, how you know about Bobo Brazil, man? You weren't even around.
Okay. You better watch it, man. Hey, I'm a student of sports,
Wilbur,
man.
Wilbur Snyder was his name. Vern Gagne.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, so I watch wrestling, man. It was sports. But I think they probably were a little more real back in those days than now, Gilbert.
I mean, you got athletes, man. You got athletes that were wrestling in college, you know what I'm saying? And we're winning titles in college and NCAA stuff and different things like that. So when they make that transition, a lot of them are either making it into WWE or MMA.
Well, so Reggie Crusher Lazowski with the 14-inch biceps and the beer keg in his belly was great star. And everywhere he went, you know, I mean, clearly wrestling wasn't what it is now.
It's about image, man.
Right.
It's been going to image. That's why some of those guys take those drugs. It's because now everybody wants to see the good looking muscle bound guy.
Right.
They don't want to see the old fat, flabby guy with one muscle. You know what I mean?
Fat, flabby guy with one muscle, and that muscle's in the stomach.
I can't talk. I always had a keg, so I can't talk.
Well, you might be talking about me today. But anyway, man. Hey, listen, Gil, we got to get out of here. It goes too fast, man.
Hey,
we're a week closer, right? We're a week closer.
Week closer. Congratulations again to George Kuntz and Leroy Butler.
And I'll also say again, Racine, 99.9 FM, Kenosha, 98.1 FM, the new homes of the Brewers, Bucks, and Packers, Pacific Media. Gilbert, we'll see you on next Monday.
I see you, my brother. All Calvin. Right. Do the thing, Calvin. Do it.
So just chill till the next episode.
Right on.